100.3 WRMB, Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson. Joining us is one of my faves, Derek. Mm-hmm. You know that, right?
Yes.
Finding Our Roots, you know I was a dedicated viewer of that show. Yep. And I'm interested in learning more about myself and my family. And as a result, last year, I took a DNA test with Family DNA. And Dr. Gates is about to reveal the results. Skip?
I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm so excited. You know, I heard your program.
Did you hear what Derek just said?
What did he say?
He said, you are the father.
too much daytime TV.
That's funny. But our people say DNA don't lie.
Right.
You're right.
You know, I heard your program when you got your results about mm-hmm. your African ancestry.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that company doesn't reveal what most of the guests on Finding Your Roots want to know, which is their pie chart, as Elizabeth Alexander calls it. You know, Elizabeth Alexander, the professor at Yale who read the poem at President Obama's first election, mm-hmm. at first inauguration. And she calls it your pie chart because it reveals your percentage of European, African, and Native American ancestry. And so that's why I contacted you, because mm-hmm. you had asked for that.
Yes.
I heard you, and I said, oh, my goodness, mm-hmm. I can provide that because I have a company with Family Tree DNA. It's called AfricanDNA.com, and we're the only company in the minority space that offers this test. Mm-hmm. So that's what you are about to get, and I have the most amazing surprise for you. It is something that we always search for. With our guests for Finding Our Roots, and we never have had this result. So are you ready?
Okay, give
her a slice of that pie, Doc.
All right, here it goes. First of all, your pie chart, your admixture, which reveals your percentage of Native American ancestry, European ancestry, or African ancestry over the last 500 years. You are 44% Sub-Saharan African, 44%. You are 37.13% European. So you are almost as black as you are white. Almost.
I believe that.
Almost.
And you are 18.5% Middle Eastern.
Okay.
Wow.
Explain.
Well, your European ancestry mostly comes from the English, which is probably from a slave owner, as we would expect.
Mm-hmm.
But you have several matches in your system. And, you know, I'm going to give you all the codes offline so to mm-hmm. protect your privacy, so you can go and look at this all day long. Several of your matches in our system are with people of Puerto Rican ancestry.
Well,
so you have a lot of Spanish heritage in that European component.
My mother is Puerto Rican.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the other that explains the result. Remember I said this is some result that we always look for. It's always possible. Have you ever heard of Roberto Joseph Vive, V-I-V-E-S?
He's my cousin.
Oh, he is your first cousin.
Yes.
We found he's in the database.
Yes,
and
he is.
I'm holding his DNA profile, and it says this person has got to be your first cousin. So I didn't know if you knew him or if we'd found a long-lost relative.
Oh, no. I actually gave him this FamilyTreeDNA.com as a gift for his birthday.
Well, you can see the accuracy of the test results.
Wow. So the Puerto Rican did show up.
Yeah, the Puerto Rican did show up. And we did another test to see, to get further information about your European ancestry because you had such a big Middle East component. But the Middle East component, we thought it could be Jewish, but it's not. It is Spanish, and that explains your connections to so many Puerto Rican people in our database.
Wow. That's so now I'm curious, the Middle Eastern, because I saw that when I saw part of the initial results,
mm-hmm.
and it had North Africa, but they put it in the Middle East. And
yeah, they put, because they distinguish genetically between Sub-Saharan and North African. And North African has much more to do genetically with Southern Europe and with the Middle East.
Ah, okay.
So that's how that breaks down. Because people, remember, the Moors ran Spain for about 600, 700 years. So there was a tremendous amount of, and the Moors were not black people. They looked like, you know, Northern Africans today. You know, people obviously have some African ancestry, but who we would not say were black people. And so the intermingling genetically with people from North Africa and Spain has a long history, and that's reflected in your genome.
Look at that. Wow.
And also on your, when you can look at your mitochondrial DNA, which you get from your mother, to show your matches, and you have a lot of matches from with people from Sierra Leone, Cameroon, and Ghana. In fact, the most matches you have are on your mother's line are from Sierra Leone, particularly with the Temne people, T-E-M-N-E. So if we were saying the most likely match on your, you know, slave ancestries, it would be a Temne person who came to this country from what is now the country of Sierra Leone. But you have a lot of African matches. That's just on your mother's line. So tell me about your mother and father.
Well, my mother, Puerto Rican, both parents, born, raised in Puerto Rico. So I have a clear concept of where my mother's side of the family. My father, we heard Irish and Scottish and, of course, African or black. My father grew up in Culpeper, Virginia, in the South.
Is your father still living?
My father died last year.
Oh, so, I'm sorry.
No, daddy's gone.
Do you have a brother?
I don't.
Okay. This cousin, Roberto, is he descended from the same paternal grandfather?
On my mother's side. He's on my mother's side.
A male descended from your father's father.
We don't have any. I think there's a, my father had a half-brother in Culpeper. I have to try to find him because he had sisters.
Oh. If you can find a male, if you can find that guy, we'll test him for free, and it'll give you, it'll tell you exactly where your father's people came from in Europe and in Africa, and et cetera, et cetera.
So I have to find a man on the Williams side of the family.
Yeah, if you can, that's the only way we can give you more results than we have. But these results are very rich. You show the true genetic complexity of African American people, and particularly people of African descent in the Caribbean.
Yes.
With this large Mideastern, which is, you know, Spanish and North African heritage, reflecting the occupation of the Moors in Spain between 711 A.D. and about, 1400 A.D. or so.
Amazing. Well, Skip, I am so honored, so touched, excited, thrilled. I'm now investigating my families on both sides, doing my family trees, and it's such a fascinating experience.
Thank you so much for letting us introduce you to your genetic ancestry.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Thank you.
Speaking of free, do me.
Oh, gosh, Derek.
No, I'm just
kidding.
You know,
I'll be glad to. You want to?
He said he'll do you.
Oh, wow. Well, if people want more information on this amazing
process of getting learning about their DNA.
Learning about yourself, your DNA,
their
your
admixture.
Family, your history.
Yep.
Where can they
go? You can go right to AfricanDNA.com. Full disclosure, that's the company I own with Family Tree DNA, who did the analysis on yours. Mm-hmm. And I'll be glad to come back in a couple weeks.
And do Derek.
Wow. It would be my pleasure. Derek, you have my email address. Just send it to me. We'll send you a kit, and we'll do a reveal in a month. It takes about 3 weeks to do this. There are also other companies that I want to say who also do this test, AncestryDNA.com. FamilyTreeDNA.com and 23andMe.com and National Geographic's Genographic Project. They all do this test. It's called the autosomal DNA test, and it measures what's called your admixture. And you could Google either autosomal, AUTOSOMAL, or admixture, and it will take you to these companies.
Amazing. We are grateful to you.
Yes.
Derek's now very excited, like I am at this moment,
yeah,
to have these results revealed. And also, you've got to tell us about your new project, because Philly is part of it.
Oh, great. Yeah, we're doing, for the first time since 1968, we're doing a full documentary series on 500 years of African American history, going from the arrival of the first black conquistador that nobody knows about, a man named Juan Garrido, G-A-R-R-I-D-O, who was a free black man who came from Spain with Ponce de Leon. Can you believe that?
Mm.
And got to Florida in 1513, 500 years ago exactly, and we're going from the arrival of this brother in Florida in 1513 to the second inauguration of President Barack Obama. And it will be in 6 hours. It starts on Monday, October 21st, and it will be on from 9 to 10 o'clock every Monday night for 6 weeks. And I'm so excited because we filmed Richard Allen and the creation of Mother Bethel AME Church in Philadelphia, as well as the Constitutional Convention, Independence Hall, you know, the role of black people in the 18th century, people like Richard Allen and James Fortin, who was one of the two wealthiest black men in the United States, right there from Philadelphia. Philadelphia was the flagship, the capstone of black culture for a long, long time with for the free Negro community, up until the Civil War, really.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And Finding Our Roots?
And Finding Our Roots, thank you for asking. We're selecting the guests for season two. We had an audience of 24.5 million people for season one. So right now we're picking people. I can give you, I can tell you a couple of the guests, Ariana Huffington, mm-hmm. CeeLo Green, and LL Cool J just agreed, is an old friend of mine, Todd Smith, just agreed to be on. So Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State. We're just selecting the gifts now. If anyone wants to send me suggestions, go to my Twitter account, Henry Louis Gates Jr., and send me ideas. We would love that.
Nice. Well, Derek and I are grateful to you for sharing my results. I will share them proudly with my family. I'm going to reach out to Roberto Vivas, my cousin, today to see his results.
Isn't that amazing, though, that the computer found him?
Yes. No, and I got a notice about it recently, so I anticipated that. See, it was my slick way of getting some information about the men on my maternal side. So,
yeah, it is. You do have, you know, I would have to look at his profile to give you more information about that line.
Well,
but
please feel free to do that, Skip. Feel free.
Okay, it would be great. And I look forward to being on again next month.
We look forward to having you. Dr. Henry Louis Gates, Skip Gates, one of my faves, joining us on Soulful Sunday on 100.3 WRNB.